Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. As someone who gets accused of being bossy by my family, I just loved this dang sign. It spelled out the rules without sounding like a buzzkill. It was perfect. After laughing out loud at this thing, it got me thinking about boundaries. We can get so excited about the work and the client that it's easy to skip over this part. But knowing what to expect is the number one way to prevent awkward situations that can cast a pall on the whole project. So here are two things in the sales conversation that we can use to lay out our rules. One of my favorites is in describing the approach. Now, every client wants to have a 30,000-foot view of the process. They want to assess how easy it will be to work with us. So I'll say something like, this is what our work will look like. Now let's take a short trip to the dark side, and here's what we will not do. Now the second place in the sales process comes a little later as we drill down on how to begin in the next steps. This answers the question, what can they expect from me and what do I expect from them? And the best way to answer that is to outline our roles, something that usually gets covered after the deal closes, but I like to discuss that up front too. Now, I'll start off with something general like, now I'm going to be the market strategist, the sounding board that you can bounce off ideas from, the queen of messages. Now, you're going to be blah, blah, blah. This is a real casual way of just setting up the roles. In both places, we're answering a question that's top of mind but not asked. What am I getting into? Again, not so specific as in a list of do's and don'ts, but we want to be clear. Folks don't want to feel like they're being told what to do. You know, clients want to collaborate. But they also want to go beyond what they will get and assess the experience of working with us. And that's what boundaries do, create expectations that drive the experience. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.